Chapter 7. A visit to London. Since her husband's death, Mrs. Jennings had spent every winter in London at her house in Portman Square, accompanied by her younger daughter. This year, however, Charlotte could not come, and so her mother asked the two Dashwood girls if they would like to go with her instead. Eleanor didn't want to leave her mother alone at the cottage, and so she politely refused the invitation. But Mrs. Jennings, unperturbed, laughingly replied that she thought Marianne would not object to the proposal. In fact, on hearing it, Marianne's face lit up, and she immediately accepted, saying,
"Thank you, ma'am. It would give me much happiness to come with you."
Eleanor understood then how much her sister's longing to see Willoughby made her indifferent to everything else. Marianne did not like Mrs. Jennings very much, but her longing to see Willoughby overcame all other considerations. Mrs. Dashwood, seeing how much the visit meant to Marianne, accepted the suggestion at once, and so, in the first week of January, her daughters left with Mrs. Jennings for London. During the three-day journey, despite her initial enthusiasm in accepting Mrs. Jennings' offer, Marianne remained closed in her own thoughts and spoke very little. Eleanor, embarrassed by her sister's rudeness, was very polite in compensation, and chatted with the old lady, laughing at her insensitive jokes. The house in Portman Square was large and comfortable, and the girls had a charming apartment for themselves there. Eleanor immediately sat down to write to her mother of their safe arrival. She noticed that Marianne, too, had fetched her pen and ink.
"You don't have to write to Mother, dear. I'm doing it,"
she told her. Marianne blushed and replied shortly,
"I am not writing to Mother."
She then wrote a short note, sealed it carefully, and instructed the servant to send it immediately by the fastest two-penny post. From her sister's evasive behaviour, Eleanor concluded that she had written to Willoughby. They must be engaged, if Marianne was writing to him already, she thought. Obviously, she was expecting him to call. Later, as the maid was serving the tea, someone knocked at the door. Marianne jumped up, her face full of happy expectation, saying to Eleanor,
"Oh, Eleanor, it is Willoughby. Indeed it is."
The door opened slowly, and the servant announced,
"Colonel Brandon."
The disappointment was too great for Marianne, and with a sob, she ran from the room without greeting their guest. Eleanor was disappointed too, but she was glad to see her old friend, and welcomed him courteously. The next days were torture for Marianne. Wherever they went, she was always watching for Willoughby, and could think of nothing else. In Bond Street, while they were shopping, she looked continually around, paying no attention to the goods, and when they returned home later in the morning, she ran upstairs as fast as possible to see if any reply to her letter had arrived. Colonel Brandon visited them almost every day. Marianne made little attempt at conversation with him, often making excuses to go up to her room alone. He noticed her agitation and soon guessed the cause. He too seemed worried and uneasy, and Eleanor felt he had something to say but could not find the right opportunity. About a week after their arrival, they found out for certain that Willoughby was also in town. When they returned home late one morning, his visiting card was on the table. Marianne was frantic that he had called while they were out, but she was confident he would return again. As the hours passed, however, she became more and more impatient. When a letter was delivered by hand in the afternoon, and she saw it was addressed to Mrs. Jennings, she cried suddenly,
"Oh, how annoying!
Are you expecting a letter, then?"
asked Eleanor gently.
Yes, a little. Not much,"
replied Marianne, confused.
"Have you no confidence in me, Marianne? You don't tell me anything,"
Eleanor reproached her.
"Eleanor, what a thing to say,"
replied her sister indignantly.
"When have you ever confided anything to me?"
"But Marianne,"
said Eleanor, surprised,
"I have nothing to tell."
"Then our situations are the same, because I have nothing to tell either,"
sobbed Marianne, and left the room. Sir John and Lady Middleton had now arrived at their house in Conduit Street, and were organising a party for the next evening. They sent an invitation to Mrs. Jennings and the girls to join them. Mr. and Mrs. Palmer were present at the dance, and about 20 other young people the sisters knew vaguely. Marianne glanced around once to see if Willoughby was there, and, finding that he was not, then sat silent in a corner, and would not dance with anyone. Mrs. Jennings began teasing her about her long face.
"Aye, aye,"
she said.
"We all know why you're looking so miserable, my dear. Well, it is a shame he didn't come, especially when we invited him for you."
"He was invited?"
cried Marianne.
"Why, certainly he was. Sir John met him in the street this morning and asked him personally."
Marianne said no more, but looked extremely hurt. Nobody mentioned Willoughby again, and they left the party early. The next day, Colonel Brandon visited them again. Marianne had gone to bed with a headache, so Eleanor had tea with him alone. After a while, he asked Eleanor awkwardly when would he be able to congratulate her on her sister's marriage. Eleanor asked him what exactly he meant. He replied that Marianne's engagement to Mr. Willoughby was now well known all over London. Eleanor replied that this could not be true, since her own family did not know of it. Colonel Brandon was confused and embarrassed. For a moment, he said nothing. Then slowly, he confessed that he had asked about the engagement, in order to know if there was still any hope for himself in Marianne's affections. Eleanor felt sorry for him. He was a good man, but she knew Marianne did not have any feelings for him. She thought it best to be honest, and tried to explain Marianne's strange situation, saying that, although there was no official engagement, she understood that there was a very strong mutual affection between her sister and Mr. Willoughby. At this, Colonel Brandon looked sadder than ever.
Well, I hope your sister will be happy. About Willoughby, I can only say that I hope one day he will deserve her,
he said.